This is KCUR 89.3. Folk singer and songwriter Danny Cox has been a fixture of the Kansas City music scene since he moved here from Cincinnati, Ohio in the 1960s, playing at classic venues like the Vanguard Coffee House and the Cowtown Ballroom. He recently celebrated his 75th birthday, so KCUR's Fish Fry host Chuck Haddix spoke with him about his life and career and played a little of his music as well.
I'm going back to Kansas City. I'm going back where I belong.
Kansas City has long been a destination in song, and we've featured those songs, here on Friday and Saturday nights for the last 32 years. But, Danny, I have to say, you really nailed it on that one.
Well, thank you, man.
You've also been active in social justice, and you were active as a child in the civil rights movement Cincinnati.
So I started going to jail in the eighth grade. And, of course, they didn't know what to do with me. Here's a little kid, you know. They knew how to put the dogs and the hoses on the adults, but they didn't quite know what to do. I've been doing it ever since. I've been trying.
And also in the anti-war movement.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the way I was brought up was you have an obligation only to what you know. And when you know something is wrong, you're obligated to do something about it. You're obligated to act on what you know.
Yeah, one of the things that distinguished folk music back in the 1960s was the anti-war songs, specifically about Vietnam. And you kind of universalized that with your song, A Good War. You want to tell a little bit about how this one happened?
I was looking around at what was happening in this country, and I realized that for all these years, we've been sending off young men to die in masses, you know, going all the way from the Civil War where we killed, 600,000 of them. My tongue in cheek about, I'm a pacifist. So I meant not that we want a good war, but that the real good war, as you see, is something else, is against poverty and ignorance. That's a real good war, yes.
Ever since the world began, we've been killing off our young men, like quota of deer in the hunting season. We just make up the rhyme and we make up the reason.
Danny, lately you've been working with Vine Street Rumble.
Oh, you talking about having the greatest time in my life. I grew up on this music. Like most people think of me as a folk singer. My brother had a horn band. My cousin across the street was saxophone player. I used to lay on the floor and play the old Bethlehem labels. Remember those things, man? And that was my music. So when they asked me to play with them, I was in hog heaven.
You vocalists and musicians are quite as versatile as you are. You can play the blues. You can do the folk music. You can do jazz. What is it about your instrument that allows you to kind of bend these musical genres and blend right in?
Well, it's not pretending to be any of them. I was so blessed to be around so much real honest music. My uncle had a famous gospel quartet. Of course, there were seven people in the quartet called the Silvertone Gospel Singers. And I sat at their feet and heard them sing. I was in Cincinnati, which is surrounded by Appalachia. So I heard that real mountain music, not country western music, that's blues, you know. And then I live right next door, 3 feet from the church, and my brother sang opera. So, and on my block, man, everybody could sing Moody's Mood for Love. You know what I mean? You grew up singing that, "Pretty Baby, You Make Me Feel So Good." You know, that was just standard fare to sing those things. So I was just blessed and being able to move this music and not pretend that I'm singing him. Because in music, man, you got 13 tones and passion. We all got the same 13 tones. If you can feel the passion, you'll be accepted.
You do a wonderful version of an evergreen written by Pete Seeger, and it's called I Had a Hammer. How did you come to this one?
Whoa, this goes back to my old political days. I got into folk music in the right way. A guy I went to high school with, John Sweet, who was honored recently by the Smithsonian for his work in civil rights. And at his home would be strange guys like Pete Seeger in his home, you know, visiting. So I came through folk music not with, you know, hang down your head, Tom Dula. I came down with the song, If I Had a Hammer, once again, and it's my theme song. I sing it every performance wherever I am because I believe it. I believe every word of it. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning.
That was musician Danny Cox speaking with Fish Fry host Chuck Hedix. You can hear the Fish Fry Friday and Saturday nights from 8 to midnight here on KCUR 89.3.